All right. It is March 15th today. It's March 17th coming up on Sunday, obviously. St. Patrick's Day. Also, my daughter Evelyn hitting 19 years young. I know some of you who have known me here on the radio over the years go, Halva, I remember you were single. Good grief, you got married 98 and you got a 19-year-old daughter. How's that possible? I don't know either, actually. But we're going to turn to Robert Morgan's On This Day devotional for March 17th today, because we're going to miss this one on Sunday, and it's just too good regarding St. Patrick. So it gets you ready for that from a Christian perspective. Here's what Robert Morgan says. Our greatest misfortune can catapult us into our greatest service for the Lord. Consider Joseph and Daniel, two Old Testament teens whose kidnappings took them to distant countries where they later became God's ambassadors in strange lands. St. Patrick died March 17th, 461. Did you know that? A day that has since borne his name. Patrick was born about 389 in Britain. His father was a deacon and his grandfather a priest. Roman protection of England had deteriorated, and bands of Irish invaders tormented coastal areas, pillaging farms, slaughtering villagers, kidnapping teens. Patrick was taken at age 16. The Irish farmer who bought him put him to tending sheep, and somehow through all this, Patrick found Christ. In fact, he said, the Lord opened to me a sense of my unbelief that I might be converted with all my heart unto the Lord. Following a daring escape at age 22, Patrick returned home to joyous parents who prayed that he'd never again leave. But Patrick's heart burned for his erstwhile captors, and one night he dreamt an Irishman was begging him to return and preach. So after several years of Bible study, Patrick returned to Ireland as a missionary. The Irish were almost wholly unevangelized at the time, worshiping the elements, seeing evil spirits in trees and stones, and engaging in magic, even in human sacrifice performed by the Druids. Patrick said, it very much becomes us to stretch our nets that we may take for God a copious and crowded multitude. And so he did, planting 200 churches and baptizing approximately 100,000 converts, despite a dozen attempts against his life and violent opposition from civil authorities. How about that? In his confession, St. Patrick wrote, quote, I am greatly a debtor to God who has bestowed his grace so largely upon me that multitudes were born again to God through me. The Irish, who had never had the knowledge of God and worshiped only idols and unclean things, have lately become the people of the Lord and are called sons of God. Good stuff. We close it out this morning with Acts 1, 7 and following. Says, Jesus said to them, you don't need to know the time of those events that only the Father controls, but the Holy Spirit will come upon you and give you power. Then you'll tell everyone about me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and everywhere in the world. Let me add also including Ireland. After Jesus had said this, and while they were watching, he was taken up into a cloud. Yeah, getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. How about that? Planting 200 churches, 100,000 converts. More than just turning the river green in Chicago.
Mark, you've heard of all of these online challenges, right?
Yeah.
And usually I kind of am like, oh, gracious, here we go again. But there's a new one that I'm actually really, really loving.
Okay.
This new...
This isn't like the Bird Box challenge.
Yeah, right. No.
That was bad.
Thankfully. Yeah. See, that's the kind of thing.
Right.
No, this is called the Trash Tag Challenge.
The Trash Tag Challenge.
The Trash Tag Challenge. People are going into areas that have a lot of litter, and they're taking a picture of the area, and then they're cleaning the whole thing up.
Huh.
And taking a picture of the area with all of the, like, garbage bags sitting there.
That's nice.
They're beautifying their neighborhoods and areas, and it could be anything from, you know, here's one that's just, like, this little boulevard area on a by a sidewalk on a street. Mm. And, you know, there's just some junk laying there. And they cleaned it up and planted a little grass, and it's green. And, I mean, it's just, it's awesome.
No, that's really nice.
Like, there's all these challenges out there that are just so senseless and pointless, and people are getting hurt. This I can get behind.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
This I love.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, and you've heard me say this before, I'm sure, and many of the listeners have too. You know what? Dean and I, we truly, truly feel we cannot change the world, but we can help make our corner of it a little better.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of thing that does that. Go out and pick up some stuff and make the world beautiful. I mean, wait till the water drains away first.
Yeah. You know, again, coming back from Liberia, and I said this our first summer back in 2017. I mean, there's no garbage service there.
Yeah.
I mean, people burn their trash, but in a lot of locations, unfortunately,
it's just left.
I love Liberia, but I mean, a lot of places, it's just the garbage just piles up, and it's very public, and
right.
it can be very ugly. And if you already are fighting all of the different mental challenges of poverty, that's just
right.
another one that just makes you feel like you're living amongst garbage. So I always like
right.
this. I mean, it says in the Bible, it says, heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like when we pick up litter, we're cleaning God's footstool.
We
so
are.
Take care, right?
We are.
All right. There's our message this morning on WWIB. WWIB, it is Friday, and we are about a week into Lent, and
mm-hmm.
Certainly a lot of people, fish, it's kind of high profile, and I got to say that caught my eye the other day. I was out and about,
mm-hmm.
Immaculate Conception Church in Eau Claire, and that fish boil, Friday night, 4:30 to 7:30, and so last night I asked my wife, I'm like, I'd like to ask you on a date to go to the fish boil, which takes us back to our honeymoon, which was in Door County, and
nice.
We went to one of the few fish boils we've done in our 20-year marriage.
Sure.
You have an awareness of this fish boil.
As soon as he said fish boil, I was like, Immaculate Conception. Oh, Mark, you will not be disappointed.
I've not been there for it.
It is so good.
Huh.
Have you read about it or just seen the sign?
No, I saw the sign.
Okay, well, here's
Tell me.
I'm going to tell you. On the menu, there are carrots, red potatoes, coleslaw, mac and cheese, onions, like the buttery, delicious onions, Vienna bread. They do have fish tacos as well, beverage, and an ice cream cup for dessert. But their fish, it's like so perfectly seasoned. It's so perfectly seasoned.
I want it to be 4:30 right
now.
Good.
I know. Yeah, 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. I warned Mark, get there early because
okay.
there's a line.
Hmm.
But it's like all
okay.
you can
there
eat.
There is a line. Huh?
Yes,
yeah.
there is a line. So usually
popular.
At 4:30, it's pretty good. We try to get there early.
I was kind of thinking of working until 5.
Well, so. Get there at 5:05. But, you know, if you're standing in line, it's a nice time to have a conversation
mm-hmm.
with your lovely wife
yes.
or meet some people around you. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's a great event. And I have to say our favorite is to go that, like, last towards the end of Lent. This year it's on April 12th. They feature this fish chowder.
Okay.
This soup, this fish chowder.
I'm
that
gonna
is
go then,
like,
too, then.
It is the best soup. And I'm not even kidding. It is so good.
Scheduling conflict. That's the day of the Packers tailgate tour. And I had a friend, Paul, who asked me last week to accompany him
oh.
to that. So I will probably not be going that.
Well,
that,
I probably will be.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I understand.
No, you're not going to be disappointed. And every other week is that fish boil. And I believe the St. Olaf's Church does a fish fry on the other
yeah.
opposite Fridays.
Well, it sounds terrific.
So
and
it's going
to
be great. You won't be disappointed.
Tonight.
I'm right. highly jealous.
Maybe we'll see some WIB listeners there as well.
Maybe.
Well, you're off on your own adventure. Well, the hottest new chat app for teens is Google Docs. When the kids want to tell a friend something in class, they don't scrawl a note down on a tiny piece of paper and toss it across
nope.
the room. That's old school. They use Google Docs. As
uh-huh.
more and more laptops find their way into middle and high schools, educators are using Google Docs to do collaborative exercises and help students follow along with the lesson plan. The students, though, are using it to organize running conversations behind teachers' backs.
And behind parents' backs. And here's the thing. My kids think I don't know this. I know this. I know this. I've seen my kids do this. When they're at home and they're supposedly working on homework, they're not. They're chatting with their friends in Google Docs.
Uh-huh.
And it kills me because so much of their work has to be done, like, on a device, you know, with Google Docs. And I know they're not doing their homework. They're chatting with friends.
They are, I don't know, they're devious? I don't know. I mean, listen to this. Teens will use Google Docs to chat about any time that they need to put their phone away, but know that their friends will be on computers. Sometimes they'll use the service's live chat function, which doesn't open by default and which many teachers don't even know exists.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll take advantage of the fact that Google allows users to highlight certain phrases or words and then comment on them via a pop-up box on the right side. So they'll clone a teacher's shared Google Doc, then chat in the comments so it looks like to the casual viewer that they're just making notes on the lesson plan.
Uh-huh.
If a teacher approaches to take a closer look, they can click the resolve button and then the entire thread will disappear.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you walk into your kid's room and they're like, oh, I'm working. And all it is one little click of the button and the chat disappears.
Yeah.
And you're like, really? It's taken you an hour and a half to write a half a paragraph? No, it's taken them an hour and a half to chat with their friends.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.